Jampro, Jamaica's trade and investment agency, continues to promote business opportunities on the island to local and international investors. President of Jampro, Diane Edwards, highlights the importance of investment in a growing economy, focusing on the outcomes of the recently held Jamaica Investment Forum, JIF 2015. Mrs. Edwards was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
The Jamaica Investment Forum was held a few months ago, forum in Montego Bay. What have been the results, the concrete results from that?
Well, Ian, when you go into a program like that, you go in with certain objectives, and we were very clear on our objectives. We wanted a quality audience. We wanted to surpass what we had in 2012. We had 109 foreign investors in 2012. We wanted 150 this time. We didn't actually make that, but we made 133, mm-hmm. Which I think is pretty good.
Yes.
Secondly, we wanted to focus on five sectors, and so our targeting of those investors, remember this was an invitation only conference, mm-hmm. invitation of the Prime Minister. So we had to deliver quality, and we had to mm-hmm. deliver people who are decision makers in their sectors. So I think we accomplished that. We had the hotel sector. We had four major new hotel chains, which are not present in Jamaica, actually scouting sites. So when they leave the conference to go and actually scout sites,
yes.
that's when you know that
yes.
they're serious. In the BPO sector, we had
business process outsourcing
mm-hmm. right, which has been topical. We wanted to attract some new players to the industry. We attracted at least three serious leads, people who have moved from just asking questions to now really wanting firm information on what sites can we look at. One of those companies had actually been with us in 2012, and as the CEO of that company, and this is actually one of the top 20 business process outsourcing companies in the world, he said to me, "I came in 2012 just to look at Jamaica. Now I've come to do business."
Oh,
that is
yes.
a huge qualitative mm-hmm. impact. In agribusiness, we had companies interested in doing agribusiness. We had a really brilliant breakout session in agribusiness. We had light manufacturing, and we had financial services. For the first time, financial services was being discussed in a public forum. That hadn't happened before. So out of it, we got 34 serious leads, and what we qualify as leads is people who are now seriously interested in doing business and in the process of researching their options. Mm. So we achieved our objectives pretty
yes.
much. So that means that we're now in a negotiation phase with 34 companies mm-hmm. to try and convert them, as we call it,
That's
to real
important.
Investment.
So Jamaica continues to be an important location for investment.
Absolutely.
And an attractive location for investment.
Yeah.
And actually, our investment attraction has been significant over the last couple of years.
Definitely. If you look at 2012, I think we were at about 567 million US. Mm-hmm. And 2013-14, we got to 700 million. So we're moving in the right direction.
Yes.
So we will
and we're
see.
We're coming from the declines in the
2008.
Immediate post, that's right, post-depression period.
Yeah, and remember that the world economy is still in the doldrums. It's still slow. Mm-hmm. It's China is still experiencing slowing of their economy.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be growing against the tide, I think is mm-hmm. very important.
President of Jampro, Diane Edwards, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.